Now, a white supremacist jailed 2 years ago for sharing a video of the Christchurch terror attacks wants to be on the board of a nearby school. The principal of Te Aratai College, or what used to be called Linwood College, has confirmed Philip Arps has put his name forward for one of five trustee positions. Te Aratai is a short drive from where the second of the March 15th attacks took place at Linwood Mosque. Arps was jailed for 21 months in 2019 for sending the video to 30 people. Now, the school principal has declined to be interviewed. The chair of the Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand, Abdur Razak, is with us now. Kia ora, assalamu alaikum.
Morena, wa alaikum salam.
How do you feel? What is your response to Philip Arps taking this stance for school board?
Let me preamble by saying it's not just my response. I had a communication with a person who was bullet wounded in Christchurch, who was actually going through the trauma severely as a result of what he read in the newspaper. What we are seeing here is actually a trend which we've already seen in the US, and it's being mimicked over here. And that's deliberate. And this trend is both digital and you see from the report from the DIA where rise of white-wing extremism in terms of additional material. But more interestingly is the trend, which is these people want to take part in elections, knowing very well that their chances are very low. That's in America. They do go for school boards and also their municipalities. In New Zealand, the equivalent, of course, our school trustees and also our district councils and like. What we have here is they know that very well they won't get in, but they want to create media. And what's the reason for that? They want to bring their hate from side stream to actually mainstream. They want to normalize hate, as you see it nowadays, where people start talking about it as if it's something normal. Worse still, they want to create disharmony and they want to take issues. And you see that with ARPS as well, with the anti-vax movement. But the absolute ones, which the Royal Commission actually did talk about, and which is these people actually are aimed to provoke reaction and also insight like-minded. This is what worries us, that this is a trend. It's not a one-person thing. This is a trend around New Zealand, around the world. And, the Royal Commission did talk about how to have a toolkit of approaches, including legislation. Not that legislation will solve this. So, we have to get used to this, and we have to address this. And we have to address this on a social cohesion level. We have to address it at the legislative level. And most importantly, with the Fourth Estate, because it seems our previous law minister was, we're talking about inciting hate speech, was actually, which the Royal Commission suggested, is no longer in the agenda. So the Fourth Estate, like yourselves, have a very prominent role.
We've been taking a look at the situation for school board elections and indeed people who can or cannot become members of school boards. It seems to be a grey area from what we can understand, but it does have a clause in the guidance which says someone would be prevented if they're a person who's been convicted of an offence punishable by imprisonment for 2 years or more. And then that goes on further. Now, he was sentenced to 21 months, but as we understand it, that particular offence, though, carries a possible sentence of 14 years. So
correct.
It seems unclear at this stage whether indeed he's eligible to stand.
Well, I'm not a lawyer, and this is something the lawyers will look at. But, let's look at his particular case. In the beginning, you said he distributed videos. Let's be more specific and see and tell what it is exactly. He distributed the video of that vile terrorist who did what he did. Well, I won't mention his name. And he asked other people to put crosshairs in it. That's the market. And also the number of kill count. That is the gory detail of what he did. And you know what? These people are very clever. And he knew the judge actually in that case, I think it was around about this time, 2019, I think August 27th, judge said, look, you would have got more, except for the fact, in fact, another 7 months more, except for the fact that you pleaded guilty. So So these people are very clever. And don't forget, also in prisons and corrections, that there's reports on that. In prisons, there's also right-wing extremism. But the point here that I'd like to make is that our school trustees, it doesn't matter how much legislation we have. You can't legislate away with these kind of things. But they've got to have an armory in terms of hate speech, particularly in situations like that. School, they're doing the board at their best. You can bring in, as I've read, bring in character clauses and like, but, those go into very difficult areas to justify. But we need a much more bigger armory, because today it could be schools, tomorrow it could be district councils. We need to have the overarching legislation to tackle with this kind of thing. If people are convicted on hate speech, look, this guy was convicted on the basis of hate on the sentencing law, because the hate speech, because he has targeted Muslims. He has brought it. I mean, what kind of person would bring a pig's head, blood oozing, put it in front of a masjid? This is some 8-10 years ago, consistently. Mm-hmm. So we've got to have, legislation strong enough, robust enough to address this. And we're not just talking about the Muslims also. We're talking about anti-Semitism, anti-homophobia, all those kind of things that they have. And, these people will start using issues. We need to have that overarching legislation. We also need to have very strong social cohesion programs.
Appreciate your views this morning. Abdul Razak there, Chair of the Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand.